and welcome to the Tipsy Sewers podcast,
co-hosted by
Ellen the Stitches
and Hazel Ann the Machine.
Join us today for our Christmas party.
Woo! Raise the roof! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, boys and girls.
Whoa! Grab your favourite tipper, let's have a giggle!
Oh yeah, sorry.
I was like, why does this feel so weird?
Like, that's so strange, we're missing something. It's so close to Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas.
I hope you're feeling festive.
Oh, yeah. So, this is going to be a little mini episode. We don't have a lot to really talk about, let's be honest. But we're just going to be recapping the year, talking about our Christmas plans, what we are sewing, and what we are wearing around the festive period.
Yes.
So, let's start it off. Are you hand-making your Christmas Day dress?
I don't think so. So, I'm spending Christmas with Joe and Joe's family this year.
Cute.
Yes, down in Wales.
Nice.
I don't think I'm going to make anything. But then, between Christmas and New Year, I'm back at my parents and I'm seeing all of my family. So I don't know. I might be low-key and not make a dress, might make a top.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
You also have loads of things that you could wear.
Exactly. Like,
for Christmas
I've made
that you have
a
made.
Green velvet dress last year that's perfect.
So then definitely wear that.
I think I might get that out again.
100%. We believe that these dresses should be worn time after time.
Time after time.
Exactly.
That was so not the right tune. So yeah, I think I'll do that. But maybe I'll make accessories. I just really want a bow.
Oh, we can't talk about bows again because we've just spent about 10 minutes talking about bows in the last episode.
If I could, and if I didn't feel like it'd be completely wasteful to make a dress, you know, the Ganni top that we both made.
Yeah, made that into a dress. How would you do it?
Don't know.
So instead of the ruffle at the bottom,
you just
make a gathered skirt.
Yeah, and then you just join it together here.
Wait, but how would it do up? Would it just still just go over your head?
Yeah, it would. Depends what bodice you use, because I use the Anthea, which is quite a voluminous bodice.
I use the Indigo, which is the same, you can just pull it on.
Yeah, so I think if it was just here.
Oh my god, that'd be so cute. But now I really want to make the dress that we spoke about a couple of episodes ago. No, we haven't spoken about it yet.
We've not spoken about it yet.
Oh, it's a Ganni dress that basically we're going to speak about next month, which is, it's kind of got the Nina Lee Bakerloo
collar. And then a sheared bodice.
And then a sheared bodice, then like a big gathered skirt. But
yeah.
I think I basically just want to make the Ganni top that we made, but with the collar over the top.
That would be so cute. You'd have to have smaller bows, though.
Why?
Well, could you imagine, like, if you've got a collar that size and then a bow.
Oh, yeah, my bows are tiny.
Oh, fair.
Yeah. They were really, really small. I did, like, 3 inches of fabric.
Fair. Mine are quite long. Mine are, like, 6 inches. And the first time I wore it, it took me so long to tie that top bow because it kept twisting and, like, hitting me in the face. And I was like, absolutely.
Oh, mine's like, the first bow is in between my boobs.
Fair.
So mine was much lower than yours, I think.
Yeah, mine is literally
high neck.
Yeah.
Okay, cute. So you're not going to make anything. You might make a top, but you'll probably re-wear your green velvet dress.
Yeah, I think so.
Cute.
What do you think you'll do?
So I'm going to be in Ireland for Christmas my mum and my brother. We're staying with my cousins, my auntie, and we're having like a big family Christmas. My granddad's coming over as well. So I don't know exactly what I'm going to wear. I know that when we get up on Christmas Day, we're going to go swimming in the sea.
Right.
That's what they do every year, like
Fair
in
enough.
Their village in Ireland. So I'm just going to be wrapping up warm for that. And then for the dinner aspect, I'm thinking of maybe wearing my dress that I was given from Hope and Ivy.
Oh, yeah.
The
nice.
One that I wore to Ascot Races, because it's just so beautiful.
It's stunning.
And it's got all those red tones, and I just really like it. I felt really, really confident in it. Or I might wear the purple velvet indigo dress. Because again, that's lovely, but it depends how much luggage I have on my flight. I don't know if I have checked luggage or not, and that is quite a bulky dress.
Yeah.
Another thing that I might make, I was thinking of making like a slip top, but I get quite cold. Like, I always make these like really minuscule dresses for Christmas, and actually, like, most of the time I'm in someone else's house. I don't know how warm their house is going to be. Why am I wearing like a strappy top and I could be really cold?
could be just freezing.
Yeah, but I might make the quilted vest that me and you have been speaking about for so long.
Yeah.
To get you up to speed. Obviously, I've been wanting to make a quilted vest for ages. And when I was in Bruges recently, I found some pink quilted fabric. So I think I'm going to make that with like a green quilted fabric I have on the back and make one of Hazel's famous vests. And I think that could be like a Christmas layering piece.
That could. That over a white shirt with jeans would be so cute.
Yeah, exactly. Great. Maybe that's pubs. Like Boxing Day. Or like, I know on Christmas Eve, I'll be flying into Cork and then I know that we're going to go straight to the pub.
Yeah.
So I could wear that on the plane and then go out in that.
Yeah, that would be really cute. Oh, that would be nice.
And then, I know it's not necessarily Christmas, but it's still like festive. Me and Sam, for New Year's Eve, have like got a really rogue plan.
Okay.
I feel like my nose has suddenly got really nasally. Have you thought, can you hear it?
No.
I feel like when I edit this, I'm going to really hear it.
This is Elle editing, and I can confirm that I can definitely really hear it. Apologies for how nasal I sound.
So, me and Sam are like, what are we going to do this year for New Year's Eve? Our friend who hosted a party last year, she's busy. Our other friend's thinking of going away. My other friend's in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, fuck it. Wish we were going away. Obviously, we're going to Mexico in like early December, so we can't just like go away. And then I just looked on Airbnb and I booked us a cabin in the woods.
Cute. Oh, that's so cute. That was so romantic. Scary, though.
It's like a fucking like log. Sorry, that was Lola on the mic.
Hi, Lola.
It's like a fucking log cabin. Like, okay, can I just show you it?
Yeah. Oh, like, I'll put my legs down. You can come up again, honey.
It's cute. Like, it is really, really cute. Oh my God. Lola! The Lola, microphone.
Come on. Come on. Uppies, come on, let's go. Sit. Good girl.
She's annoying, but she's so cute.
You're so precious, aren't you?
Okay, so here it is. It's like a proper cabin.
Oh, and it's cute.
And there's like a fire outside. It's like very basic on the inside. Like, it wasn't super expensive, but it's, like, in the woods. Mm. And it's half an hour from, like, Rye, which is, like a seaside town or, like, a harbour town. So then we're going to, like, spend the day there and then we'll, like, go back to this cabin and just have, like, a takeaway and play board games and stuff.
So wholesome.
So maybe that'll be more, like, the jeans and t-shirt vibe or, like, with the quilted vest.
Yeah. But you can wear it twice.
Yeah, but I'm excited for, like, a low-key
Christmas. Yeah. Oh, New Year's Eve, yeah. We're just going for, I think, a curry. Well, two of our friends are getting married in 2 weeks, next weekend.
Amazing.
And then they're planning on moving up to York or Leeds next year. So we're kind of conscious it's probably, like, the last time that we'll see them over New Year.
Yeah.
Like, not, like, forever, but...
Yeah, but, like, at the moment, it makes sense.
So we're going to go over to theirs. We're going to go into Blackheath, which is where they live.
I love Blackheath. It's so, so pretty.
It's gorgeous.
I never go there enough. I always drive through it, and I'm like, this is so gorgeous. Why do I never come here for, like, walks?
It's so nice. There's so many nice pubs, so many nice restaurants. And so I think we're going to do a curry and then go back to theirs and play games.
That sounds super fun.
Very wholesome.
Very, very wholesome.
So I think that will just be, like, a jumpsuit, a stretchy jumpsuit.
Yeah. Have you made a stretchy jumpsuit?
No, I have one from ASOS that I bought years ago.
I know, I have one as well, and I've never made one, but I actually wear the one that I have. It's that I've had so for like comfy. 8 years.
Yeah. Love a jumpsuit.
Lola loves the head scratches. She's very happy. She's really taking over the last few episodes of the podcast. Okay, so what has been the favourite thing, your favourite thing that you've made this year? You can have more than one if you give good reason.
Okay, I think my most worn thing I've made this year is actually my Billy trousers by Bella Loves Patterns.
Really?
Yeah, I wear them easily once a week to work.
No way.
Yeah. They fit me so well. They're so comfy. And because they're a tencel linen, I could wear them in the summer and they were quite breathable, but I can now still wear them with a jumper.
That is really good.
Yeah, and they don't look like linen.
I don't feel like you post about it very much.
No, well, I've shared them on my profile, but I don't share a lot of my day-to-day outfits.
I know, that's true. Because you think, oh, I wear these to work, like they're not special, but yeah, they are though.
I wear them all the time. So those are my most worn.
I think that'll be the case for my new Adeline trousers.
Mm.
Because,
the grey ones.
Yeah, I really think they will become like my most worn piece.
Grey trousers are such a staple and I didn't quite realise.
I didn't realise either.
Because I always thought black trousers were like my absolute staple. Mm-hmm. But actually the grey ones look so much better with certain things.
They do look so sleek.
Yeah.
Lola, stop it.
They look quite chic and tonal.
Come here. I'm just going to go and give her to Sam. But you keep talking about your favourite outfit.
Hello, I am a solo podcast host now. Yes, yes. Don't know what I'm meant to be saying. Oh, I'm meant to be thinking about something else I've made that is one of my favourites. I mean, I loved my grad dress.
Yes. Oh my God, it was beautiful.
My graduation dress, which is made from my Liberty's silk crepe. It's the Laura dress by True Bias. And it's such a labour of love.
It covered, does look so buttons, beautiful. Buttons,
everything. It fits like a glove. I mean, I've had to put like little hooks and eyes to hold it together around my boobs. That was probably my favourite because I just loved it so much. And it has such a special memory attached to it, you know?
And I think you'll wear it so many times when you have like evening events.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't worn it since because it's like an odd...
Would you wear it to a wedding?
Yes, I would. But I'd only wear it to a summer wedding.
Right, okay.
Which is, I think, valid.
I mean, it doesn't look like the warmest dress. I'm trying to think about what dresses I love from, or like garments from this year. I actually, people are going to find this really weird to like take, but I don't think I've actually made that many garments this year.
Really?
No, I'm looking at my grid.
Yeah.
Like even just here, most of these are from the previous year.
You think?
Yeah.
But that's from the Stitch Fest. Ooh.
Yeah, like this one.
But that's from the one we went to. Oh, we went to that this year.
Yeah, no, that like that is my my Sarah dress from By Hand London with like the fabric godmother.
Yeah.
I loved that. But yeah, like that's I'd made before. That one I'd made before. That one I'd made before. That one and that one. And that one. I'd all made them in the previous year. I'm getting a lot of just re-wearing of garments.
And you're sharing how you're wearing them, which is nice.
Yeah, I always do that. I think probably my favourite then, but it's weird because I've only worn it like twice, it would be the peony.
Fabric Godmother peony.
The Fabric Godmother peony with out of their gorgeous, like, viscous fabric. I love that dress. And it I really want to make another one. And it's a dress that I think is very, very me. Oh, yeah, I did wear it to Ascot and I loved it. Very nice. Yeah, I love that dress. Oh, I also do love my Lucy dress from By Hand London.
That's very sweet.
I can't even tell you what the colour is.
Taupe?
Yeah, it's like a creamy gingham and I just think it is so wearable.
So wearable.
The issue is it's just got so many gathers and it's got such a big skirt. Like, a dress like that would look so lovely in Mexico, but I can't pack it. And, like, even if I was packing it to go away to, like, Spain for the week, like, it does take up so much room in my suitcase. I just can't do it.
Yeah. No, that's a shame. Fair enough, though. Well, your new one you've made, though, will fit.
Sorry. I think one of my favourite outfits was definitely my Pride outfit for
I can't believe that was a skort. That was so good.
Yeah, the skort and the top definitely... was like one of the favourite things I've ever made.
It looks so good.
I know, but I just don't really know where I'm supposed to wear it again.
Yeah, I think that's a very specific costume. Not costume, but like, you know what I mean?
I mean, I think I've worn the skirt before.
Yeah, I think you could wear the top with jeans.
Yeah, I could definitely do them as separates.
I'm now having a look at my profile.
I think I have to obviously give a shout out to my like wedding outfit because of all of the stress and anxiety that went into making the Jessica blazer. And actually, I have worn that blazer a handful of times since.
There you go.
Have you actually seen it in real life? My blazer?
Yes, no, I haven't seen it since you finished it.
But, okay. Well, then next time we hang out, I'll wear it.
Yeah.
But that is in terms of, like, my 2023, I'm so proud of you, what you've achieved. I think that blazer has definitely got to be number one because... it was so difficult. I really pushed myself. Obviously, I went through some really horrible obstacles of things going wrong. And it was like a very much a wearable jacket that I'm very proud of.
It looks great. And also that dress that you made to go with it looks phenomenal. So
thank you.
You should be very proud.
I know. I haven't posted anything about that blazer. Considering I spent 40 hours making it, whatever. And I recorded so much content. I haven't posted any of it. I think it was just like such a time in my life that I don't... that is 100% it. I just can't bear to look at that footage.
You will one day. And I think you should share it. Another thing that a dress that I really loved making this year was my Vicky So's Iris dress. Yeah, stunning. It just fits my boobs so well.
Are you going to make another one?
I don't know, maybe.
I think it's so beautiful.
I think my favourite thing, though, was someone commented on it being like, you are glowing, and I was like...
Oh.
Yeah, I know, but then I saw a picture and I was like, yeah, fair enough, that does make it look like I've got a baby bum.
Oh.
Just a teeny tiny bit. Like,
did she think you were pregnant?
I think so. And I saw it and I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
But you don't, but you have like a flat stomach, so I don't know why it looks like you have a baby bum.
I ate so much food in Greece. Well, maybe. That was not a flat stomach.
Is that a big dress to pack?
No, not really.
You promise?
Yeah, I thought it might. I made mine.
No, I don't have time to make another dress.
You do not have time. No.
No, I'm gonna make two swimsuits to make.
Focus on other stuff. You do not need another dress. That's the thing. I've got so many dresses. I don't need another one. That's why I don't want to make one for Christmas.
Well, then I don't think you should make one for Christmas.
I don't think so.
Oh, what was going on? The last time we recorded, you were making, you had something cut out. And you were like, I've got to go and sew it. And I was like, I think you should sew it this week. It was just before you went to Gold Talk Road.
My Andy dress.
Was it?
Yeah, it's the Andy dress by Vicky Sews out of a ripped
knit. Oh, the stretch. The stretch.
With the polo collar.
Did you make it?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
No, because I haven't taken pictures of it because I haven't actually finished
it. Okay, but is it nice?
The sleeves are so long.
Oh, no.
They literally come down to way over my hands. And I was like, I kind of liked how they were flared. And I pulled them up when I first tried it on after finishing it. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. And I slid it on the other day to wear to work. And I was like, I need to deal with this.
Oh, so you can't just, like, roll them up?
Well, I think it would be bulky. I think I need to hem them.
I really, really want to see it.
It's so nice. It's okay, not very flattering. I think I need to belt
it. What do you mean it's not flattering?
Well, it kind of goes from my boobs down to the floor. So on me, it's not flattering.
Oh, right, okay, fair enough.
So I need to belt it, which is fine. I don't wear belts a huge amount, but I think I'll wear a belt with that. That's all good.
Did you make this dress?
Yeah. This is my sew over it Heidi dress. I've made two of them now, and they're really good.
It's such a nice length on you.
Thank you.
I never make anything that length.
I love a short skirt.
Yeah, it's a really, really good, but I just never know where to end it.
I try it on and then pin it in multiple times.
But, like, where's your preference? Like, mid-thigh?
Yeah. So, my general rule of thumb is it's, like, almost fingertip length.
Oh, really? That's cool. So, you like, slide your fingertips down and then you, like, another inch and you can reach the hem.
Yeah. So, that's when I know that it's going to be...
I actually really like that dress, and that's funny because I would never see you picking that fabric. It's like this ditzy, like, it's almost like a fried egg.
Yeah, it's a fried egg floral.
Fried egg floral, if you didn't catch that.
Yeah, do you know what this is? This one when we did that collaboration with...
Me and you?
Mm. When we worked for that company.
moving on. Back to Christmas. Anything you would like to talk about? This is meant to be our Christmas party, and I don't think it feels very...
That's because we don't have a drink with us. It's a Monday evening
vibe.
I think it does. I'm very excited now for Christmas. I think I might listen to Christmas songs all the way home.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then get home and be like, Joe, and he'll be like, absolutely not, it's the 13th of November.
Christmas time,
mistletoe and wine.
I don't know if I'm going to make any presents this year. I think maybe I'll finally make Sam's birthday present and just give it to him for Christmas. July.
Fair.
No. His Ilford jacket might finally be made. It's going to look so cute when it's actually made.
It is going to look so good, and this fabric feels amazing.
My friend is making my mum's Christmas present.
Ooh.
So she dog-sitted Lola for me last weekend because my mum's been away, I've had Lola, and because Lola's my mum's dog. And when I came back, so I gave her like a bottle of champagne to say thank you. Like, she came around the flat and she stayed all weekend whilst I was in Bruges. Then I came back and on the table, she'd painted Lola. I have to show you it. It's amazing. Right, she's been my best mate for years. And like, I didn't even know that she painted or drew. She must have just always done it in her own free time.
And just didn't talk about it.
Just didn't really talk about it. Mm. And she just did it. And it was amazing.
Oh my god, that's incredible.
It looks so much like her.
Yes.
And so basically, I sent it to my mum, and my mum was like, oh, I would love to put that on my, frame it and put it on my desk. And I was like, well, it's like a little one. It's like 3 inches by 3 inches. And I was like, oh, I just want to keep it on my fridge.
Yeah.
And then so I reached out to Ollie and I was like, do you think you could do another one for my mum? Because it's so cute. I love a handmade gift. I think there's so much more.
It's like, just there's personal. So much like thought and feeling and love gone into it. Yeah. That's nice.
I think I'm going to make something for my brother, but I can't decide what to make. He likes to create like a t-shirt with like a white t-shirt with like a graphic print. Okay. So maybe I'll do something with my cricket on a white t-shirt.
Get a nice like graphic ramen noodle pot or something.
Yeah, something like that would be super cool. I haven't worked out on my cricket how to use like multiple different colours though. I always just use the same.
Okay, fair.
I'm not sure.
I'm sure there's a way...
I know, there's loads, there's like a gazillion YouTube videos.
Yeah, how do you line it up perfectly though?
Well, that's the thing that I'm still very new to it. Like, I think I need to like sit down and actually do more research because I'm not doing that well. We need to make lingerie using the lingerie kit.
We really do, and we really need to... I'm just so scared to make underwear.
Well, why don't we like actually do that next year? And like we do a whole episode and we make like a bunch of different like underwear patterns.
Yeah.
And we make like 2 or 3 each.
Yeah.
And then we like compare them.
Yeah.
Because we have so many trims underwear and stuff. I think it will be a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely will.
We just had an email saying that our podcast has gone up in the charts. We're now number 16 in the US for craft podcasts.
That's quite a niche to have gotten to that point in.
And then in Australia, we're
191. But that's in leisure, which crosses a lot of things.
We're number 4 in Australian craft charts.
Wow, you Aussies quite like us.
We're not in crafts in Great Britain.
No.
Why?
Well, we are, look, Great Britain crafts. What, we've just dropped down.
No, but here...
Yeah, we've dropped out.
Wait.
No, that's specific episodes. That's our chart positioning.
Okay, so we're number 21 in...
Click see 33 more charts.
Well, what does it mean, though?
Because there's also a Great Britain leisure one.
But, like... Oh, I don't know how to do this, but, like...
Oh, I've got an account, it's fine. I'll look at it later. It doesn't really matter.
Anyway, I think we're doing great.
We are.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Ron.
That was a very small episode, but can I just say, usually we take a break over Christmas, and we're not doing that this year, are we?
We took a break in September.
I know, but that's why I'm saying, like,
unplanned.
But... We would usually take a break for like a month.
Yeah,
but we're not doing that. We'll be back on the 1st of January, and we hope you have a lovely Christmas. We can't wait to see all of your posts on Instagram.
Oh, I can't wait to see what everyone makes their Christmas Day dresses.
I know, so I we love that. I know, we're such them. Suckers for that, you know.
Yeah, handy.
But we hope you've had a lovely year. We can't wait to have another year of the Tipsy Service, even if I'm living in New Zealand. that's not going to happen until the end of 2024. We're looking at like November 2024.
We've got time to think about it.
Yeah, you can get a replacement. Jokes, that cannot happen. There can be no one that will ever replace me. Just
I'm going to have to take... You know that other microphone we bought?
Yeah.
That's going to have to be mine.
No, I know. It is yours. Because then that'll be perfect. We just do it on Zoom.
Yeah.
The issue is the 12-hour time difference. So 7 a.m., 7 p.m.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. I'll do early morning.
Also, I'm happy to do... If you did like 9 a.m., I'm happy to do 9 p.m.
Yeah, I think this is a long way off. You never know. I might not even move.
Yeah.
But
I'll remember this in a year's time and I'll bring it up and I'll be like, so you know when you said you were going to be in New Zealand?
Yeah, where are you now? Just still in Norwood. Okay, love you loads. Merry Christmas and happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Jingle bells.
Batman's mouth rolling in the lane. Really lost his willy on the motorway. Hey!